Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Acts 4, verse 32. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came upon all who heard it. The young man rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter said to her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But the high priest rose up, and all who were with him, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. But during the night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out, and said, Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council, all the senate of the people of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison, so they returned and reported, We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. And someone came and told them, Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest questioned them, saying, We strictly charged you not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered, We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God. So they took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. So we've had the establishment of the church after Jesus had ascended into heaven. And while it had thousands that have obeyed the gospel so far, and our reading today reveals that many are being healed and helped by the power of God, it is not without difficulty. The first difficulty within our reading for today is that many people began to be in need. They had not planned to stay in Jerusalem for this long, and so there was need for their brethren to take care of them, and that's exactly what begins to happen. People begin to sell things and lay them at the apostles' feet that their brethren might have the necessities of life. Now that's when we learn of Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira conspired to sell their property and to tell the apostles that they're giving the whole proceeds of the sale of that property, but in reality will keep back a portion, which, by the way, was completely within their purview. This is a free will donation that is being made in order to help brethren. There was never any command or requirement that they sell these properties, and there was never a command or requirement that they give 100% of the proceeds of that sale. But what's happening is other people are getting a big pat on the back for doing this, recognition for doing this, and they want the same. And so, as Peter points out to them, Satan has entered their heart. It is the temptation to get that same pat on the back that has created jealousy for them. And so they lie, and as he states, you have not lied to man, but to God. And so Ananias dies, and his wife comes in, and she tells the same lie, and she dies as well. And this brings great fear upon everybody. Not great fear in terms of, okay, we got to hurry up and sell our property and give all the money. No, great fear as in reverence. Reverence for God, not to lie to him, to be honest, and to be true to the vow that has been made to become a Christian. And so many signs and wonders are being done, and the ruling Jews take note of this. The high priest takes note of this. And we're still talking about jealousy. We're talking about jealousy because the people are listening to these apostles rather than these leaders of the Jews. And so they grab them and throw them in prison, but the Lord miraculously releases them from prison and tells them to go back and go teach some more. And so when they call for them the next morning and they look for them, hey, they're not there. Where are they? They're teaching over in the temple. And they go and grab them, but they do not force them to come because they're afraid of the people. That should have told them something. All these signs and wonders should have told them something. But they're so blinded, they cannot see. And so they ask, you know, we told you not to teach in this name. And the answer is, we ought to obey God rather than men. And they lay the guilt of calling for the crucifixion of Jesus directly on those men's shoulders, and it enrages them. They want to kill them, but Gamaliel stands up and tells them, look, if this is of man, nothing's going to come to it, and you don't need to do anything. And if it's of God, and you're doing something against these men, you'd find yourself opposing God, and that would be, quite honestly, a precarious position for anybody to be in, to be opposing God. And so instead, they still mistreat them. They beat them and release them. And the reaction of the apostles is to rejoice that they were able to suffer dishonor for the name of Jesus. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.